Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninin M. Hangsing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with his British counterpart Keir Starmer today. The talks will be held at Chequers, the official country residence of the British Prime Minister, which is located 50 km northwest of London. The wide-ranging talks are expected to focus on imparting a new momentum in the strategic ties between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi arrived in UK last night on a two-day visit to expand the bilateral ties in areas of defence, trade and technology. Formalisation of the landmark India-UK Free Trade Agreement is set to be a major outcome of Mr. Modi's visit. More from our correspondent.
When Mr. Modi reached London, he was welcomed with much enthusiasm by the Indian diaspora waiting to see him. The Prime Minister shook hands with many as the crowd cheered him and cultural troops played music of different states of India.
Mr. Modi will call upon King Charles III as well. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will announce the National Cooperative Policy 2025 at Atal Akshay Urja Bhavan in New Delhi today. The policy, seen as a major reform initiative, is expected to guide India's cooperative movement for the next two decades from 2025 to 2045. According to the Ministry of Cooperation, the new policy has been formulated with the aim of modernizing the sector and aligning it with the vision of prosperity through cooperation, Sehkar Se Samriddhi. Member of Parliament Lok Sabha S. Supongmerin Jamir yesterday voiced serious concerns over the long-standing neglect of the northeastern region in both infrastructural development and policy implementation. In a written submission in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Mr. Jamir criticised the disconnect between the centre's Act East policy and the ground realities, citing serious gaps in road, rail, air connectivity, healthcare, education and digital infrastructure, particularly in rural areas. He highlighted that even defence and paramilitary forces face operational challenges due to poor connectivity. Mr. Jamir also questioned the centre's failure to implement the long-pending Naga Peace Accords and condemned the continued imposition of AFSPA. Calling for decentralised region-specific planning, Mr. Jamir urged the government to move beyond rhetoric and adopt a genuine solution-centric development approach for the Northeast. In a major step towards advancing public health efforts in the state, the Health Worker Guide, Brief Advice Protocol and Tobacco Free Village Guidelines were formally launched yesterday at Kohima. Secretary Health and Family Welfare, Government of Nagaland, S. Tainu, officially unveiled the resources in the presence of Principal Director, Health and Family Welfare, Dr. Marinin Larsen Lim, and officials from the department. These tools aim to equip frontline health workers and community institutions with practical guidance to promote behaviour change, deliver brief cessation advice and support tobacco-free environments. Prasar Bharati has invited all newspapers, periodicals and television channels across India to register on its Newswire platform. Prasar Bharati shared audio-visuals for broadcast and dissemination, PB Shabd, to access high-quality news and multimedia content free of cost. In a recent meeting, Secretary Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju, laid emphasis on onboarding all credible media organizations to ensure authentic and comprehensible information is widely disseminated. Launched in March last year, PB Shabd offers over 800 news stories daily in multiple Indian languages, covering more than 40 diverse categories. Registration of PB Shabd is free and available at shabd.prasarbharti.org. And the Durand Cup 2025 football tournament got underway with East Bengal beating South United Football Club 5-0 in the opener at the Vivekananda Yuva Bharati Krirangan in Kolkata yesterday. This is the 134th edition of the Durand Cup, which is the world's third oldest cup football competition and the oldest in Asia. The Durand Cup 2025 format consists of two phases, a group stage and the knockout rounds. For the group stage, the 24 teams have been drawn into six groups of four sides each. The Durand Cup 2025 will feature a total of 43 matches, concluding with the final on August 23. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.